You do still roll for initiative in fourth grade.
Yes.
Yeah, they're right here.
Yeah, on the other table.
Oh, perfect.
Oh.
I'm going to have us roll initiative.
All right. Get a small
break. I'm ready to play now.
This is definitely what Eros does in real life, too. Can you imagine if we went to a winter zone?
The Rainbow Delegation has arrived. Rainbow Prime presiding.
Rainbow Prime?
He's the head rainbow.
Wait, why is your thing an owl?
Hmm?
Why is your...
Dude, come on. What else are you going to choose here? How could he even... Classic. That's my answer to you. Knowledge.
All right, fair enough.
Wisdom.
Big eyes.
It's either that or, like, penguins or, like, a gazelle. Or, like, a... Or like a jack, like those metal things, and you throw like a marble, like, come on.
A jack? You mean like the car jack?
Yeah. Like, yeah. That's what Apple includes in their icons. Just like icon packs, they
the
include
car wheel,
the car jack.
There's going to be
for
like
your
rusted,
user icon.
Right. Yeah. Rusted and muffler.
Mm-hmm.
Spilled over bottle of Motorola.
Spilled over bottle. That's the subtext.
Today I helped a friend.
Me too.
chip away at all of the junk that was in his dad's apartment. His dad recently passed away. And this guy was legitimately like a hoarder and also mentally unstable. So there was so much stuff.
Yeah.
Just like intricately arranged like a shrine.
Really?
You
intricately
know,
arranged?
And rocks and trinkets and necklaces and boxes and like pictures and everything. But
that's tough.
I had a point to this. Where was it going? Because it was
you saw
I
my
just
rainbow.
Like I get lost in the
you're in the
Rainbow Prime
crazy.
Coalition.
I mean,
oh, but some of the books that he had
were nice.
Were like he had the entire run of Encyclopedia Britannica in shrink wrap.
Oh, wow. So,
just worth, like, $1,000.
Well, back then, it was probably worth $1,000. I can't imagine now.
No, it's a collector's item now.
Yeah.
Several thousand. But it's just, like, oh, my gosh, it was crazy. I don't remember why I was bringing it up. I was going to say something.
Rainbows and carjacks.
Carjacks. Oh, I remember. Okay. So, there was, this guy had, like, lots of creepy naked lady pictures all over.
Oh.
Like, everywhere. Like, everywhere. And this, you know, laid out next to, like, pictures of ladies. And clearly what is a binder of porn DVDs is this weird, squishy, green toy that has been turned, like... It was originally like this, and then it was turned like this, and then, like, tied together so that it stays like that.
You know what it is.
Oh, yeah. I quickly figured out what it is. I did not touch it anymore.
Anymore? You already touched
it? Well, I was like, what is this thing? And so I flipped it over, and then I saw the shape of it, and I was like,
so you.
And that it was, like, you know, jury-rigged together, and I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, it's a chew toy.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh.
When he just needed to chew.
Chew, chew.
I didn't get that until now.
Okay. Anyways, so.
Anyway.
Yeah.
That was the great
yeah.
All right. Mental image that I got. Thanks, guys. I didn't want to
from
think about
what,
that
though?
Again.
What? From what you're doing, right?
This looks nothing. Like,
all right.
Let's go.
So, in tradition, the, as Eros is being pulled into the ground, and it stops, but it feels like
guys help.
The hands are still grabbing at him, trying to find a better grip. It's not just,
okay.
Like, grip.
Can I action?
Right.
Okay. Excuse me. I am going to drop my spirit into the ground, and what I want to do is... Basically, tons of vines and roots that are simultaneously like feeling out the shape and size of whatever it is under there and pulling it away from Eros.
Okay, I'm going to need you to roll nature.
Okay. It's going to be tough forever.
Oh, God, nature. Okay.
42.
19 plus 7.
26? Okay. So, you feel like you're kind of like feeling this out with these vines.
Yes, yeah.
You feel like hundreds of tiny hands, metal hands, shape, just trying to grab and pull. Like, okay. And they're just kind of pulling on each other.
Okay. Can I then use that information to better help Eros?
You think the best idea possible would be just push them all out of the soil.
Up?
Up.
Okay.
Because it's churning the soil. And if it churns it enough, it'll become like quicksand.
Oh, shit, that's true.
Okay. That sounds good. I'm also going to grab Eros and try and, like, push him up, too.
Yeah,
but, like, higher than the rest of them.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what I'm doing. It can take however long you need it all to take.
It's the full turn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's clearly...
I'm going to put you at the end of the initiative list because you act immediately and then...
Yeah. So it's kind of like two actions, sort of.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So that's Ever's turns. Everybody else roll initiative. All right. The stranger rolls twice for initiative. Okay.
37.
Who wants to keep track?
28.
I want to keep track? I got my paper right here.
Yeah, that's fine. You're using paper?
Oh, they're weakened, too, if they cause damage.
Okay. Yes.
Assuming that my...
Yeah, yeah, they're considered...
Considered adjacent, yeah.
Okay. So, I think you have the highest.
I'm straight.
So, 37. Mm-hmm. Yours was 26. What was yours?
28.
Jeez. Okay, so... Kuro is next, then the stranger who got 27, and then...
Q always was last.
Q got...
You know this, though.
26 is a pretty high roll for Q, too.
It's a really high roll.
What'd you roll, dude?
14.
You rolled a 14.
That is the highest Q's ever gotten an initiative, ever. The
stranger got rolled a 10.
Ever.
What?
And then after Q...
After Q is whatever. Whatever for, like, 25. But okay. Ever has already gone once. Okay. So it's a
table.
Surprise.
Don't split the table.
Don't split the party table. Split the party table. Okay.
Don't push the end in.
No.
No. Because it slides out to support the end parts.
Okay. Hold on.
So, I mean, don't push the legs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, what would...
Scribe.
So, it's... No, okay. Scribes don't dress like that.
You need a bigger headpiece.
All right, what is it's Eros's turn. It looks like the Banshee is just listening.
Oh, here.
I wonder what Eros is going to do. Eros is going to parlay.
Eros is gonna
with bullets.
Eros is gonna throw his cloak off and shoot. He's gonna just fire.
That's fine. Roll the attack.
Oh.
Boom, baby! Okay, so Eros rolls a 1. Eros is now going to roll again. Heart of cards. Eros rolls a 9. Okay, so Eros has failed.
Let's find out what happens.
Well, what did you get?
You rolled a 9. A 9.
You don't add anything?
No, you don't.
You can't.
Oh, so it's flat. I forgot.
Yeah.
You will automatically fail it if it's not 10 or higher.
It's...
This is going to be better for this. All right.
Only 45% chance to crit. Come on. Are you kidding me?
Come on. Let's be real. It's
55%. 55, yeah.
Actually, yeah. Okay. And then 5% more. It could be Rossing. So, what happens is that... Eros falls down.
Oh, yeah, okay, that's fair.
See, he's like, all right, let's go. I'm going to shoot again. Like last time, right? And he falls down, and he feels the hands crawling over his face.
Oh, that's bad. Okay.
But he's still being pushed out of the ground by Ever. But there's hands grabbing at his ears, his face.
Cover your orifices!
Just
says Ever.
Down. Ever knows what
forgets
that is.
The face. Just he reaches down.
They're... everywhere.
Oh, God.
They're everywhere. You're pretty sure that some are underneath your clothing. Like they went up the pant leg.
Ew. Little hands?
Just tiny, tiny hands like this big.
Stop. Okay, no more hands.
And they're crawling. They don't. It's not like they're moving. It's like they're crawling. But they're tiny metal ones, so they're cold, too.
Mm.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So Eros's turn ends.
Yep.
Because he can't do anything for that. Paralyzed by what he...
What's his status?
Prone and groped.
Okay. That's smooth. Broped.
Broped. Okay. So...
So Kuro wants... So there are some main actions. Yeah. Right, so... But there's also some look around actions.
Okay. Look around first. Or unless he's doing them separately.
What is he... He's trying to he was trying to figure out the walls.
The walls.
Yeah.
Like
source of the walls, lore of the walls, where are these walls from?
Anything he can about these walls.
Yeah. Are they like walls from a specific place that are legendary or something? They seem to be made of brass. Are they from a certain era?
Brass and iron.
Anything.
Brass and iron. Rolled engineering.
31.
Dang. Wow. Okay. These are enormous walls. The only thing you can tell in this fog is that they are enormous, and they seem structurally sound. Without getting too close to the fog, it's hard to tell anything else from here. But it's not as if it's just a sheet. These are almost ramparts.
So there are above ground ramparts and not underground things?
Above ground ramparts.
Okay.
But they go up as far as you can see.
Okay, and they're not... It's not like, oh, these are the legendary walls of X
no.
city that
no.
is, you know, appears wherever there's scary lanes. Mm.
No, no. This,
the walls of Gropesville.
No history. Gropesville, oh my god. There's no history you can discern from it. It's hard to tell anything about these walls except that they're look to be etchings on the walls, but it's so hard to tell. Especially with this heavy fog.
Okay.
Etchings or indentations, maybe. Okay.
Okay.
What was that action? That was a free action?
That's a free action.
Okay. Kuro drops Brilliant Beacon on Eros.
Yes.
Okay.
He's not targeting Eros. It's each enemy anyway.
Okay.
Okay, so what should I target?
You're targeting a swarm.
Okay. Oh, that's really... 22 versus Will.
22 versus Will?
Yeah.
All right, hit.
Okay, whatever it is takes ongoing 10 radiant.
Nice.
Save ends.
Okay, some of the hands, like, just kind of stop in place and fall off.
Okay, and anything in the zone takes a minus two penalty defenses in any rolls.
Okay.
Nice.
All right, that's his standard action?
Yeah, this
move
is
actions.
Standard action.
Move action and any other free actions.
Have they let go of Eros?
They're not pulling him down, but they're just kind of crawling over him.
Running over him. Is Eros still embedded in the ground partially?
No. Eros is in the process of pushing him out.
Okay. Kuro uses Divine Call on Eros to pull him 15 feet away. Onto his feet, if possible.
Okay, you're going to have to roll... I'm going to have you roll...
This isn't a counter.
Yeah, but to pull him and right. make him land on his feet, I'm going to have you, if you think you still want to do it,
yeah.
have you roll religion twice for disadvantage.
For disadvantage, okay.
Tricky.
21. Yeah, it's 21.
All right, Eros is teetering, but he's kind of on his feet.
Okay.
All right.
No, he's on one leg or something.
Yeah, he's on one leg.
But it's relatively... He's not prone.
He's not prone anymore.
Okay.
Okay.
Good news. Thank you.
All right, is that Kuro's turn?
Yeah, Kuro's standing his ground between the Banshee and Jova.
Okay.
But I guess Eros has been moved closer to Kuro wherever they were. I don't think they were too spread out, right?
Right. I'm going to put down the mat in a second, but
okay.
I'm still keeping track of this. the stranger simply dashes and uses total defense in front of Jova. So, Jova's in behind everyone, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Because everyone stood in front of Jova immediately. Even Verossus is, like, right next to you guys. But, maybe Ever's in the back.
Yes.
Because Ever didn't move forward at all.
No.
All right.
Ever sent his spirit
forward. The spirit instead. Stranger moves forward and uses total defense and is just completely ready. All right. That's his turn. Q's turn.
Q wants to determine whose dream this is.
All right. Oh, the arcane roll. Mm-hmm. What did you roll for Arcana?
I failed that one.
Okay. Q is going to think about this more now.
Okay.
All right. Roll Arcana again.
16 plus 21 is
37.
Nice.
That's enormous. Alright, this is what Q can determine from his trainings. If he were in a dream, he would be able to do a lot more with this.
Right. But whose dream is it?
He doesn't think it's a dream.
What?
It has all the characteristics of a dream, but it isn't a dream.
And even the thing that Auckland made is going off as
his. It's going off. It's going crazy. The only thing that Q can think about is that it's as if the dreamscape itself was leaking into the area. So without being in a dream, it's like the dream is being brought to you.
Okay. Then I have a terrible plan, everybody. We're going to...
I'll go to sleep.
Yes. Exactly. We're all going to make this a dream. And we're going to take control of it.
Eros is on the ground already, or
Eros is like this. He's gonna fall asleep like that.
Okay, Q wants to do this. This might take a while, but Q wants to.
I'll basically queue up some actions.
Q wants to try and cast sleep on the party, but he wants to at the same time cast the Dreamscape Hijack ritual.
To cast sleep, Q would have to work very hard to do that.
Yeah.
Because
he's not trained to do that.
He's not trained at all.
Q wants to do this.
The only thing, the only reason he would have any training with this whatsoever is possibly casting it on himself so he could use... No, he wouldn't use Dreams to get hijacked.
Can...
Kuro says, do we have any sleepy time bolts left?
Eros has no idea.
Remember, back in Charity,
I don't know how many sleepy time bolts we have.
You probably have.
Probably enough. Right?
Jova wants to know what's going on.
Eros is going to look in his bag.
These are all unmarked because Eros doesn't mark anything.
You're right.
Finding the anti-magic bolt may have not been an anti-magic bolt at all.
If you can find the bolts, I can think of something.
No, the sleepy time bolts, because Eros received a bunch of bolts. So there are some bolts he made himself.
Right.
And there are some bolts he received all the way back from Itchy.
Yeah,
right. Itchy labeled the bolts. They're labeled.
Oh, the
they have, like, color bands
this
on them.
This is true. This is true.
If Eros was just making it like a pencil thing, he wouldn't do it. He'd be like, yeah, I guess it's good.
So
Sleepy Time Bolts would be one of the unlabeled ones.
One of the unlabeled.
Or...
That aren't made by Ross.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't
fine.
Think he didn't...
Eros is ready.
Eros is just going to shoot
Eros is ready to shoot you guys. Okay. But continue.
Eros... should shoot. This might take some time.
Mm-hmm.
I want Eros to shoot the stranger, Ever, and himself.
In that order?
You don't have to shoot them, you just have to poke them.
I was gonna say, can you just...
Ever, right, just please? Not taking any recommendations. Eros has the crossbow. He knows how to shoot it.
Just do it.
He'll do his best.
He's not sure about poking people.
He's never stabbed anyone with a small object before, like a dagger, nothing. So,
unless it was a bayonet on his crossbow.
Okay, so stranger, Ever, himself,
and then finally himself.
So the third. Okay, I'm ready.
Just do like.
He's gonna poke himself. Forever. How far away is Ever? He's gonna be like, I can't.
Ever's behind everyone.
Shoot Ever? Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
whenever he's done, and then Q's gonna start casting Junsuke Hijack.
Got it.
Okay. So that's gonna be Q's turn.
That's the whole turn. That's fine. Sorry that took so long.
Okay, no, that's fine. You're communicating this through the headpieces? Alright.
Well, Kuro's gonna stay awake.
Who wants Kuro to stay awake?
Okay. Where is everyone looking? There are people looking everywhere.
Probably looking down, or like he's about to fall or something.
Where is Ever looking?
Focusing on him and the hands.
Okay. Where is Q looking?
She's probably looking at the Banshee.
Is the stranger's also looking at the Banshee? Where is Kuro? Yeah, Kuro's looking at the walls.
Jova is to his back, and he's between Jova and the Banshee.
I'm sorry, Q can't look at the Banshee. He's busy casting.
Oh, he's busy casting. Sorry. Okay. Did anybody answer Jova what's going on?
No.
No one answered him.
Okay.
Oh, no, Kuro would answer.
What would Kuro say?
He says, we are trying to protect you. We believe this is... begins to talk like that. Something about this is the properties of a dream, but it's not a dream, and so on.
Jova is shaking his head, and he doesn't know what's going on because he's never heard of dream stuff. Hijack? Well, he doesn't know what's going on, and he kind of moves Verossus in front of him, and he says, I'll fight. I don't know what's going on, but I'll fight. But he looks at the Banshee again, who is... Every time he makes eye contact with the Banshee, she looks very joyful. And she asks again what his name is.
Okay.
Jova draws his, what looks to be an enormous two-handed axe and holds it in one hand, because he's holding the chains of Verossus. He's holding it like that.
Ever is going to, through the, we all have the headpieces, right? Ask you to ask him if he has ever seen anything or anyone like this.
Yeah, no, so Cora will ask.
Yeah.
If he's seen anything like this thing.
Jova says he doesn't have any memory of this, but he doesn't have very many memories at all.
Great.
Okay. Is it Ever's turn?
No one say his name. No one say his name.
Yep.
All right.
We'll say whose name.
Exactly.
Good job, Eros. Good job.
Okay, so the stranger understands the plan. He nods and he's ready for it. The walls rattle slightly and move closer.
Yep. Okay.
And they're moving at a speed that, you know, buildings don't move, but it's shortening the distance. And the Banshee looks at all of them and says, "Thought we would be friends," and she repeats herself, and she looks very sad. She looks, and then she motions to the, you know, the spirit that Ever is moving around. She says, a toy. And then she stops and looks for a second, and looks directly at the doll of Darastia. Who is carrying it?
Not everyone. Ever, I remember
it's
Ever.
It's either Ever or the Stranger. It's always on one of them.
Yeah.
Pretty sure, yeah.
Okay. Then it might be the Stranger this time. Right. She looks right at it. Toys! And she looks very joyful. And then she looks kind of sad and says, "But we could play. We could play."
No.
Ever pulls out the frog.
You feel as if, like, you see the Banshee, but her face isn't there anymore. It's directly in front of Ever looking. It's just kind of floating like a Cheshire cat. And it's hopping around. It's just eyes of wonder. It's Eros' turn.
Does it ever go?
Ever was completing all of these actions. That was a two-part action. So Ever will have a turn next.
Oh, Eros is going to shoot the face.
No.
No.
Eros, stick with the plan.
So Eros is going, all right, because Eros always does this weird flourish, and he brings it down. Even though he's
he keeps it here, right? But he has to bring it to the back first. To bring it
he's
here.
He's a trained soldier, and he always does that.
That's right.
It's like his aim. And then when he runs, he bobs like an FPS game.
Right.
Okay. So he starts doing that, I'm guessing.
Okay, so he... Okay.
And then Q was like, no,
is he sideways?
I know
what
you're
what
doing.
Is he, like, on one leg?
He's like teetering. And he's just doing the flourish.
But you're solid.
That is the sly flourish.
You're
that
right.
is the flourish.
The vines are holding you, so it's not like you're about to fall off.
Okay, so
anything.
I'm just chilling, like, sideways. Okay? Errol's chilling sideways. He's going to look in his bag. Like this. Boom, boom, boom. He's going to...
There are 12 unmarked bolts. Mini bolts.
Close his eyes. Take it out. He's a lucky guy. And he's going to load it into his crossbow. Like that. And then he's going to look at the stranger and he's going to shoot him. He's going to use sly flourish.
Just don't need. Just do a range phasing.
No. Eros is the worst medic.
I think canonically it is sly flourish.
Yeah, that's right. Your range phasing is sly.
Stranger.
So sly.
I'm ready.
Everybody notices Eros.
Okay, so.
It is my body and it is ready.
Okay.
So, is he going to roll against the stranger?
I'm going to roll to see what
the
stranger is.
Not going to even...
Oh. Oh my god.
Oh, no. Right.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
Roll the attack.
Well, isn't it like a... Can't the stranger just completely like let
go?
Oh,
he's just going to... He's just going to... You're just going to... He's going to take 10 on defense.
You have to, like, not...
Oh.
Totally.
Oh, yeah.
You have to not. You have to not Ross him.
Well, we'll see.
Killing the stranger instantly.
Okay.
What an end to the puzzle party.
It's not the sleepy time bolt.
No,
it's
it is
black hole bolt.
It is a sleepy time bolt, and you put the stranger in a coma. How
it's
horrible
be like...
would that be? And then a trial of circus starts.
This is the worst. The same
it's,
time.
37. Versus AC.
Okay, what was the actual roll?
17.
Alright, that's not a crit. Alright.
No.
A crit would be like perfect. A fail would be. Alright, it is a sleepy time. Well,
okay.
Okay. The stranger falls unconscious and.
Oh my god.
And he closes his eyes.
That must be terrifying.
I think the sleepy time bolts don't cause any damage, right? Because.
They don't.
Mm-hmm. That's a really bad thing to have mixed in with other bolts, though. What a stupid thing to do.
And
like,
the stranger
no damage bolts.
The stranger immediately jumps forward.
Okay. In his sleep?
Oh, that's right. Remember the stranger...
Because that's how the stranger sleeps.
Sleeps. Remember he trains in his sleep?
He oh, my God.
No.
He doesn't collapse on the ground. He just starts doing his thing.
Jumping back and forth in front of Jova. Jova... has stopped paying attention to this stranger because the stranger said his body is ready. It's his body and he is ready.
Right.
And Jova is still focused. He has no idea what any of you are doing.
Right.
Because this is not a battle formation. Okay, this is the Earth.
Allies shooting each other.
Allies.
All right, you need to shoot him.
Allies.
Listen, he's going to shoot him and he's going to fall asleep.
What?
And Ever wants to be Pope. But Eros needs to be sure. Ever may sustain massive damage for the first time in his career because he's being shot.
By
I want to point this out. Alright, so. Okay. Good. Still okay on time. Alright.
Action point.
You're going to action point?
Hell yeah, I'm going to action point.
Freeload?
Ever, you need some bolts. Okay, so Eros is going to close his eyes again.
Okay.
Well, because it's like a free action or something, right?
Is there a free
Has
action
ever
to poke yourself?
Why is he closing his eyes if there are marked bolts there, too? He might just... He obviously pulls out
it's
this red thing. It's on fire.
It's exactly what he would do. He's like, they're kind of over
is
there.
Is he ever vulnerable to cold? Because then...
No.
It's really...
That
okay.
It's
just making
the,
sure.
Flip
I don't want to give
switch off.
Sneak attack damage.
You can drop it as a... free action, but I'm not sure Eros would think about that.
Oh, yeah, no. Okay. You know, Eros is going to load it. Okay. Sly.
Oh, God.
Flourish.
Alright.
slightly
flourishes. Does Ever brace and try to just...
No, don't brace, because it's going to hurt more. Ever.
Okay,
Ever,
how far away is he?
Like, next to him.
Probably like 5-10 feet.
No, he was...
he shot across...
No, he was pulled 15 feet by...
Oh, right. Oh, right.
By
right,
Kuro.
Right.
Yeah, Eros pulled. Is halfway between Kuro and Ever, maybe? Closer
feet.
To...
Eros Kuro. Is much closer to Kuro than Ever.
Is
Ever.
There any way that I can react to it? Like, any kind of... No,
that depends
right?
on... That depends on Ever's reflex. What is Ever's reflex?
But Eros... Okay.
Oh, actually, what is Ever's initiative...
14?
What is Eros' initiative bonus?
It's like 20 something. 19.
Okay. All right. I'll allow a roll for it, but let's see what 20. Happens.
Hmm? Basically, I want my spirit vines to catch it and then give it to me.
To poke.
So I can poke myself with it.
Okay. What is your reflex then, actually? I'll say that.
25.
25. Oh, alright, Eros has to roll the attack. And I'll see...
Eros.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that could sort of be like my defensive
Yeah,
thing.
It'll be a
okay.
kind of defensive
Oh, thing. He's going to apply cold damage and everything.
Oh, this is going to be awful. He's going to apply...
You have no idea. You can't do that.
Okay. 34 versus AAC.
Alright, that's...
How are you gonna beat that? Ever doesn't even wear armor. Does Ever even have weapons?
Does Ever? I forgot clothes. I forgot to get. I forgot to put it.
Now.
Oh yeah.
That's it came, it came from the stranger.
I have a dagger
I forgot
now.
To put that in there. It's
my,
a learning dagger.
Oh my god.
It's a
learning dagger. I remember that.
I remember.
And
like,
Ever
it was
does,
here too.
Ever
yeah.
does have armor. It's like
summoning
armor. So it's like as soon as Love battle it. Happens, it's just assumed
Burlap
that I
armor.
Like. That I, like, summon this leather armor.
Okay.
Okay, because Ever has so many vines everywhere, and trying to adjust Eros, even after Divine Call, I'll let you roll with disadvantage.
Okay. What do I have to hit roll over?
10. With disadvantage.
20.
Ooh. Okay.
14.
Okay.
Nice.
Ever manages to just, like, pile up the vines, and it'll cut through a bunch of vines, but it'll, like, fall. And Ever's just going to try and drag it and poke himself with it?
Mm.
Okay.
Your vines are rattled. Not with that, but
they're vulnerable.
They're vulnerable to cold, so they're going to be so cold, dude. So cold.
They're saving
your
lives.
They're, like, going to break.
You are so stupid.
All right. Ever says this as he falls asleep.
Yeah. Wait. What's a free action Eros could do to put himself to sleep?
Minor actions.
Dump the bolts on himself.
No. Oh, yeah. Drop a weapon, right? Can he drop a weapon from above his head? Onto his face? Onto himself?
Just poke yourself.
You actually have minor actions.
No, all you gotta do...
Oh, I can use my move action.
Yes!
No, I think it's canonical that he doesn't think about this.
Eros, he's laying on the vines. He's already... On the bed of vines, like he's about to go to sleep. Eros closes his eyes.
Why?
Oh, <you're>
Why?
Hold on. That's a lot of damage. All right. Eros takes the whole burlap sack, whatever he's got, right? I don't know. What kind of bag he's got? He's just gonna put it, like, on his head. Can he wear it? And then. Oh, that's so smart! That's like 100% chance to get.
So he put the bolt sticking up into the bag.
Right.
So whenever he'd reach into the bag,
there's a chance that he'd fall asleep. When he's reloading.
Or
in the
or make
of
himself
battle.
Vulnerable to cold.
What? Is this frost?
Set
something?
Himself up on fire.
Okay.
Anti-magic.
Anti-magic.
I want you to roll 1d20.
All right.
Oh my god, no.
Okay.
I have something to say
when
we're done.
Eight?
Eight.
Alright.
He dodges all of them.
Eros just put it on his head.
Yeah, he just goes like that.
Eros
like
Eros
this, takes an illness.
Does Eros have any resistances to damage?
Yeah.
Alright, then he just takes 11 damage from just jamming it on his head. But he does successfully fall asleep.
I'm almost positive if he takes 11 damage, he's dead. He's going to be unconscious anyway.
Because he took massive damage last time?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think he had like 5 health or something.
Good, then you'll be unconscious.
But can he sleep while he's unconscious?
Yes!
You're knocked out.
Okay. You can dream.
Okay, that's fine. Okay. Alright, so he's at like negative 4 HP right now.
Okay, negative 4 HP.
Ever's like... Why didn't you tell me I couldn't be here?
But Ever's
just floating. Ever can.
Ever's spirit right. is just floating.
Like,
We're the worst teammate, damn.
Suddenly, the cooperation, they're like, yes, trial of circus. Stab everyone, shoot everyone.
I was only going to say,
alright, that's Eros' turn.
Okay. It's Kuro's turn.
Oh, it's Kuro's turn. He's going to go. Okay, Kuro will use, he'll sustain the brilliant beacon.
Okay.
And he'll summon a wall of blades.
Okay, where is he?
Summoning? Around the area where the party is.
Okay, and so it's just kind of protective shield.
It's 8 squares total.
8 squares area. Total. Okay.
So, if possible, like make a thing around the party, but if it's not possible, then just wall of blades in front between himself and the banshee.
Okay. Alright, is that a standard action or minor?
It's a standard action, yeah.
Okay. Move in minor?
So, as a minor, he is... he sustained minor the
right.
Brilliant Beacon.
Move action.
So he just has a move. He'll trade it for a minor action and... he'll just take a free action to examine the battlefield, basically.
Examine the battlefield?
See what's changed, yeah.
Okay, the stranger is jumping around.
Or is the stranger inside the area?
Yes.
I think, yeah, he would have made sure
it's going to be the stranger's not, like, he knows how far the stranger jumps normally now.
Right, yeah.
So, slept in the same
so the stranger just kind of jumps, like, in a square, like that?
He jumps like a D-pad, actually. He jumps back to the start of the
position. Yeah.
He never actually travels outside of that range. That's that. Jova has drawn his battle axe, able to hold it fine with one arm, even though it looks like a two hand plus more weapon. It's very big. It's like the full blade of battle axes.
Yeah, he mentions to Jova to hold here because there's the wall.
Okay, and Jova nods. He understands this. Eros has a bag over his head. He's asleep. Or unconscious.
Yeah, he's
and
he's flying across
like that.
With his head
Ever has
held up by these vines.
Right. Ever is sleeping but with an exasperated look on
but,
his
but
face.
So Kuro will go next Eros because he has to administer he might need to administer first aid.
I wonder if my spirit goes away when I fall asleep. I think
it might
unconscious.
It might just stay there. It might
just
like
because it's not sustained by anything.
Does it also fall asleep?
Oh, that's true though.
Yeah.
But so it'll be like a mountainous thing. It'll just be like
so. It's kind of like the plant matter that was there just stops.
It's
yeah.
Not
okay.
Going to be
that makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
If Ever was a different kind of shaman, it would.
Dissipate. It would. Yeah.
But
yeah.
It just kind of stops.
Yeah.
Maybe kind of like slumps if it's standing up, and the stranger is jumping, and Q is in the middle of his casting, right? Okay.
Cast.
So the stranger is asleep, takes a full turn action to continue jumping.
That's fair.
He's training.
Yeah.
Okay, and it's
Q's
turn.
How long will it take for Q to cast? Because otherwise you'll just do that. That's all you can do.
He's going to switch cast this.
Is Q willing to burn several healing surges?
Hell yeah.
This is something he's kind of learned.
Yeah.
Over time, especially from the... from reading the book on Supernal, actually.
Probably.
So, he's going to pour his energy into this, and it will activate at the end of this next round.
Okay.
At the beginning of his next... No, it'll... If he's swift casting and burning all of his energy into it, do you know how much HP Q has currently?
Q has 60.
Okay. Then Q will... Will Q just pour it all in?
Yep.
Okay. Q takes 20 damage.
Okay.
Loses 2 healing surges.
Okay.
And casts.
Okay.
Dreamscape Hijack. Who is he casting Dreamscape Hijack on?
He's gonna cast it on. He specifically chose Ever.
Okay.
Why would he go into Eros' dream?
Alright.
Just for eyebrows, dude.
Q feels the eyebrows moving up and down.
As Q is casting this, the Banshee's head tilts and looks directly at Q. Verossus moves in front of Q.
Verossus?
Moves in front of Q.
Facing
the Banshee.
I thought he was all tied up.
He is, but he moves just ever so slightly because he's in front of Jova. Everyone's in front of Jova except, you know, Eros and Ever.
Okay.
Verossus moves in front of Q instead of in front of Jova.
Okay. Can I make one 10-second comment?
Okay.
This dreamscape hijack is to augment the reality based on what Ever is pulling both Ever, pulling both Eros and the stranger into Ever's dream and everybody else in there.
Okay, so Dreamscape Hijack normally only projects the spirit. It does not project the physical body.
Right.
He's trying to pull everyone in?
He's trying to pull the spirits of Eros and
the stranger into...
That's right, so they can act on the dream plane.
Okay.
And I guess Q will go inside as well, because that's the normal effect.
So it will just leave Jova, Verossus, and Kuro.
That's right.
Awake-ish, you know, active. Okay.
We needed Kuro to be physically there to defend.
Okay.
Because Kuro's the best for defending, actually.
Okay.
Okay.
So this is what Q is trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
I need you to roll Arcana.
Okay.
And let's see how successful it was.
Update, yeah.
Yeah. 31.
More, thank you.
31.
Q successfully does this.
Okay.
Pulls them in. And all three of them feel like they've woken up.
Oh, wow.
Eros still has a bag over his head. But the stranger stops where he is, and Kuro sees them all wake up. In fact, Q closes his eyes, concentrating on Dreamscape Hijack, and feels like he's in the same place.
Does Q feel any clearer? Does he feel like there's more clarity now?
He doesn't feel like it's particularly a dream at all. He feels like the Dreamscape Hijack was successful, but it's not like he has control more than normal right now. However, Ever feels like he has a greater range of ability right now.
Okay.
And the Banshee smiles. And she tilts her head and says, "We're going to play a game after all." And we're going to stop there.
Oh boy, oh boy.
Okay.
Eros still got the bag on his head?
Yes.
So
Eros sees none of this, but Ever feels like he just woke up.
Jova's perspective is probably every other person in the whole entire planet just watching this happen. Jova's just saying...
<standing.
laughs> That was actual dialogue. Everything is on...
Jova, we will execute the plan now.
The ultimate
plan. Everything shining, flashing.
One of the
my teammates
starts shooting.
I will defend everyone while my teammates proceed with the plan.
The masterful plan. I like the skips at the end.
Yes.
We're a very strong and powerful party.
This is the most coordinated derp in
we have mastered teamwork.
Since the most coordinated derp since Kuro was wearing a bee suit and came out of the water like this.
Do you want to see what Eros looks like when he passes out?
Oh my god, yeah. That's one of those.
No,
that's so good.
Because how big is the bag? It's pretty big, right?
I feel like Eros just has your bag. He just has a North Face bag.
Yeah.
This is bolts in there?
The great
bolts
like,
white
whatever.
North. The bolts are all facing up, of course.
It's in the laptop sleeve.
The great white North face
up.
Bag.
Oh. Okay. That's Canada, yeah.
North face.
The great white North face bag.
All right.
Okay.
So who all do we see awake if we woke up in the dream? Well, like, who do we see?
You see everybody that was there.
Everybody was there.
So it looks the same?
It looks exactly the same, and you see them wake up.
Okay.
And Kuro sees them wake up, but only ever feels like he has additional sort of anything.
You guys can leave anything that you want here. I'm not going to move any of my stuff.
Okay.
Because no one's going to be here. It doesn't matter. We're coming back on Wednesday. So
true, yeah.
Anything you want to leave, go for it.
Let's just leave the food there and we'll eat it Wednesday.
maybe not so much the food, but, you know.
Exactly as it is. Yeah, it was
uncovered.
Uncovered.
Okay, so everyone. So two reminders. Three reminders. One, we are meeting on Wednesday. Two, we're meeting at 11 a.m. on Wednesday. Is that good?
That's great.
Okay. No, that's part of the same reminder. 11 a.m. on Wednesday.
Yep.
Bring your everything.
Yeah.
So we actually have gear this time.
Yeah.
And three
bring
is
everything.
The garbage.
Bring my everything. I'm gonna leave it because we'll be back on
we'll
Wednesday.
We'll be back.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll remind you then.
Yeah.
All right. And excellent.
So go ahead and throw whatever you want in there.
Okay. How are you?